USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel numbers are starting to be on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. That's according to AAA, which estimates more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week. From December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices. A Baltimore police officer is in critical condition after being targeted in an ambush-style shooting on Wednesday night. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott saying the gunman's arrest will send a message to others who believe they can disregard laws in the city.
We will not allow folks to just think that they can take out anybody in our city, and especially when you're talking about people who go out to protect us each and every day.
The officer is getting life-saving surgery. No suspects have been named in the shooting. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Haitian kidnappers released the remaining 12 missionary hostages who were abducted 2 months ago. That's according to the U.S. missionary group and a Haitian police spokesman. Five others were freed in recent weeks. Former McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook agreed to return compensation now valued at more than $105 million to resolve a legal dispute related to his dismissal as head of the burger chain. The settlement, which allows McDonald's to move past a scandal that has weighed on it for more than 2 years, also includes an apology from Mr. Easterbrook. President Biden has signed a measure raising the federal debt limit and averting a default crisis. The bill raises the debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion into 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned of catastrophic economic consequences if the government were to default on its debt obligations this month. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is awarding the Medal of Honor to three American soldiers for heroism in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Our hearts are overflowing with gratitude today as we honor the unparalleled courage and commitment to duty and the indispensable, indisputable gallantry.
Sergeant First Class Alwyn Cash, Sergeant First Class Christopher Seliz, and Master Sergeant Earl Plumley all receiving their medals in a White House ceremony. Democrats are turning their attention to voting rights after a self-imposed deadline on a social spending bill will not be met.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.